In CI news this week, Kim Leadbeater ditches a key safeguard in her assisted suicide bill. Police tell pro-lifer Isabel Vaughan Spruce that standing silently near an abortion centre counts as harassment. And the Court of Appeal vindicates a Christian school worker for raising concerns about sex ed materials. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 14th of February. I'm Angus Saul. Support for Kim Leadbeater's dangerous assisted suicide bill is eroding after she scrapped a measure she had repeatedly described as the ultimate safeguard. The MP for Spen Valley had said a High Court judge would need to approve a person's request to be killed, but after being told such plans were unworkable, she has now proposed a panel including a social worker and a psychiatrist. Leadbeater's Labour colleague Florence Eshalomi quickly challenged the move. The key safeguard that was used to persuade MPs who raised valid questions about the bill has now been dropped. To say this is worrying is an understatement. Other parties were equally concerned, with Lib Dem MP Tim Farron commenting, "We now see that even the weak safeguards that existed are being dropped." Leadbeater's chief opponent, Conservative MP Danny Kruger, branded the U-turn disgraceful. Approval by the High Court, the key safeguard used to sell the assisted suicide bill to MPs, has been dropped. Instead, we have a panel, not including a judge, of people committed to the process, sitting in private without hearing arguments from the other side. A disgrace. Thousands of gender-confused young women have received NHS referrals for mastectomies, according to the Daily Telegraph. Freedom of Information requests revealed that 3,490 women were approved for masculinizing chest surgery between 2021 and 2023. In addition, more than 780 women were referred for genital gender reassignment surgery. Around 80% of women who use the NHS Gender Dysphoria National Referral Support Services are between 17 and 25 years old. A spokesman for Bayswater Support Group, which helps families with gender-confused children, said the devastation from such procedures is impossible to describe. There is a particular cruelty for parents in finding that taxpayers are funding mastectomies on thousands of women who have been misled into believing this will be the answer to their psychological distress. Pro-life campaigner Isabel Vaughan Spruce has been told by police that her mere presence near an abortion centre is causing harassment. Video footage shows Miss Vaughan Spruce, co-director of March for Life UK, being informed by a West Midlands police officer that she cannot silently stand within a government-imposed censorship zone because she holds anti-abortion views. Despite informing the officer that she is allowed to be there, the campaigner is then told her presence is in breach of current regulations and asked to leave.
It is causing people harassment, harm and distress. And although I know you're not saying anything, it is causing people these issues because they know who you are. Do you understand?
So because somebody knows who I am, then that's causing them harassment?
Because you're the leader of an anti-abortion organisation, it is causing people issues. I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of it because you know that. You know you shouldn't be here.
No, I don't. Okay. I don't.
Well,
I think I'm perfectly entitled to be here.
I'm going to ask you politely to move. Would you do that for me, please?
Miss Vaughan Spruce defended her right to stand in a public space and think what she wants. The police officer told me that my mere presence was offensive. That's nothing short of viewpoint discrimination. And finally, the freedom of Christian teaching assistant Mrs. Christy Higgs to share her concerns about extreme sex ed materials has been vindicated by the Court of Appeal. Lord Justice Underhill said the decision of Farmers School in Gloucestershire to sack Mrs. Higgs for expressing her views to friends on social media about the controversial No Outsiders programme constituted unlawful discrimination on the ground of religion and belief. After the six-year battle, Mrs. Higgs, who was backed by the Christian Legal Centre, gave praise, glory and honour to God for the decision. The Christian Institute's director, Kieran Kelly, welcomed the ruling. Just like Adrian Smith and Felix Ngole before her, she was discriminated against and forced to fight through the judicial system simply for expressing her sincerely held beliefs. Such treatment is clearly wrong, and it is wonderful to see that after all these years of waiting, she has been vindicated. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend.